Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Baseball Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Once in a lifetime is kind of the summary that's going to be for this podcast, because if you were a listener of yesterday's episode, you know that that performance does not always happen when you're gambling on baseball. And the performance that I'm talking about is our 13-3 day picking winners of college baseball games. Come on now, let's go, baby. So on official plays that we gave out, the ones that we had our money on, we went 4-2 and we're up 2.05 units on the day. And for the rest of the picks that I didn't officially give out, they were 9-1. So if you went on your own, you liked the analysis that I gave you, and you maybe threw a heavy favorite into a parlay of ones that I didn't bet on, your parlay probably hit no matter what team I gave out on this podcast. And that is what I'm trying to do for you guys, help you guys win money with me putting in the hard work and the extra time and finding out the pitchers for you guys. That way you guys don't have to take 20 minutes out of your day for one specific game to bet on if you want to watch college baseball for the day. Now, I do say that because it's also once in a lifetime, because yesterday I barely watched any college baseball, actually. And I was packing to go on vacation. I was traveling to the vacation destination. Now I'm here in the vacation destination. I'm in a new location recording this podcast. I don't know if my audio quality is going to be the same as it has been in the past or will be in the future. But brand new location. And there's one working TV here. So it's going to be laptop, it's going to be phone, it's going to be that TV when some family member is not going to be watching the games, but it is going to be tough. I acknowledge the challenge. It will be tough to get my eyes on college baseball for the rest of the weekend, but we will trudge on, and I will keep doing my research like I have been, because obviously it is working. Now let's run through the games that we talked about yesterday. Minus 150 to start off the day in the morning. Oklahoma State money line against Baylor. I set a unit and a half on that minus 150 price. That way we eliminated the juice. Got a full dollar back for your $1.50 or 1.5 unit bet that you put onto it. Georgia Tech. So at the time of this podcast when we were recording, there was no line on Georgia Tech Louisville, but I was like, Georgia Tech should be a dog. They actually opened up as a -120, as Louisville was also -120. Guys must have been looking at the same thing I was, because Louisville was just not motivated to play this game, and Georgia Tech needed the win to boost their RPI and make sure that they got into the NCAA tournament comfortably. So that was another hit that went well. Texas money line against TCU. Texas just might be back, guys. They look very good. Their offense is consistent. Their pitching has held on. It's been the bullpen that's been the issues throughout the regular season in the Big 12 conference play. But as of right now, that pitching staff has done its job for an offense that has put up like 4 or 5 runs in both of the first two games. I think they beat Oklahoma State 5-0, and then they just beat TCU 4-3, if I remember correctly. Again, I didn't watch any games yesterday. The only game I watched technically was highlights on YouTube from an account called Wheels. Highly recommend following that account if I was you, subscribing, whatever. He takes the whole game. I don't know how it's legal, but he posts it on YouTube. He chops up every important play from each game, and he does incredible work. Subscribe to him on YouTube, because he does a great thing in spreading the game of baseball, college baseball. I wanted to watch that Vanderbilt-Tennessee game to see if Tennessee's power translated to a big yard. And, man, they hit two bombs, and they weren't actually, like, typical guys that have been doing it this season for them. But, I mean, they still put up 7 runs in the first 4 innings without a home run. So this team's going to be legit. Their bats are going to play well in Omaha. That's going to be a team that's just, it's not going to be a fun pick, but it's going to be the right pick a lot of the time. So as long as they offer us Tennessee on the books, that's just going to be a parlay piece from pretty much here on out, because if they play in Hoover, they're going to play in Omaha. The bats will play anywhere they play for the rest of the season. Tennessee is just lead pipe lock to get to Omaha at this point. The next game that I actually bet on, it was an emotional hedge, I'll say that. Illinois was +120 against Michigan. Michigan's bullpen has been god awful all year, but I took Illinois because their starter all year, I remember his name was Cole Schreiber, top 3 starter in all of the Big Ten. I think he was an all Big Ten arm. Came out and he gave up back-to-back home runs to start the game. I mean, to Clark Elliott, there's no shame in that, but back-to-back pitches nonetheless. That was an awesome, awesome feat for Michigan. And I think it was the first time where in the Big Ten tournament, the leadoff hitters, the first two hitters for a team, went back-to-back home runs. And I also think they were saying it was the first time in Omaha. It's hard for me to believe that. I think that the stat was the first time at Charles Schwab Field that there was back-to-back home runs hit. And of course they renamed the stadium, so that's probably what that stat was. And then -125 Texas Tech, they lost to Oklahoma. I believe that game was 6-3, so not the sharpest pick there, but I think the day gave us a little bit of an excuse to have 2 losses on the official card. The parlay that I gave out at +157 containing Maryland against Indiana, that one seemed like it was a little sweaty. That one went to, I think it was 10 innings, and Maryland had to walk it off. It looked like Maryland had a 4-0 lead for most of that game, and they needed late game heroics to win it. Stanford against Arizona, they took care of them. Great, great hit there. And the parlays on the podcast are now 6-10, hitting at 60%. The rest of the picks for the podcast, I'll breeze through this. Again, Moneyline Maryland, -165, -130, Texas A&M versus Florida, -200, Oregon versus Arizona State. That was the one game that didn't hit for the games that I didn't officially give out. We had two losses on the official card, and then Oregon was the only loss on the day other than the two official picks, which were Illinois and Texas Tech. But yeah, so the Oregon, they're phony, I guess, dude. They came into this Pac-12 tournament projected as a top 16 seed, and they went 2-barbecue. So not going to be the team that I look to back throughout to the tournament, that's for sure. -195, Colby's East Carolina Pirates. They beat Cincinnati at -235. Tennessee beat Vanderbilt. They dismantled Vanderbilt. There was no line on this game when we were talking about it on the podcast, but UCLA defeated Washington. I think they did it by like 8 runs. And this was one that our Slack channel was talking about. Again, Slack channel is going to be linked in the description below this podcast. Join up. We have a good 40 guys that like to contribute and just talk about college baseball. And that's all we want. Just guys that care about the game and are willing to just have a conversation about it. There's nothing that I like more than to talk about college baseball with you guys. Now, whether you want to hit me up on the DMs, I will be willing to talk about anything with you sports related until my Twitter account gets disbanded for posting too many college baseball highlights, which is something that I didn't do yesterday because I didn't watch any baseball. But I'll be back to doing that more often here with the tournament beginning. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do that this weekend in specific, being in the location that I'm at, but because I'm also with extended family, so I got to spend some time with them too, and show some respect and just give them my time. But getting back to the games here, -140 Notre Dame, they beat Florida State. -140 Virginia Tech, they beat Clemson. -165 Stanford beat Arizona, like I said. And then the last one that we finished off with, it was one of the parlayable plays that I gave out. I said, play whatever money line on Oregon State. Also on this, I think I gave out LSU. I think I might have forgotten to write down LSU, right? Yeah, that I went 10-1 on the rest of the picks. LSU I gave out, and I didn't write that down on my notes page. All four of the parlay builders that I gave out on yesterday's podcast won, so if you would have taken any of those plays and threw them into a parlay, you would have won at least a unit and a half, which is just a great sight to see. And now I've wasted so much time on talking about yesterday's slate, and that's basically because it's once in a lifetime. I literally had a terrible night's rest just thinking about this podcast all day, and I don't have much handicap for any of these games because I traveled all yesterday and didn't have much time to write any notes down at all. So what I'm going to be doing today is just running through today's slate and giving you my off-the-gut reaction to the line, the price, and what I think about the teams. Now, I have no matchup information, what pitchers are going to be throwing. I know what pitchers have thrown and what pitchers will not throw in these games, and that's basically what I'm going to go off of, and the success of the offenses. Because one handicap that you should use throughout the tournaments here, throughout the conference tournament and then throughout the NCAA tournament, is the deeper they go into a weekend, the less pitching that teams are going to have. So they're going to be going deeper into their pitching staffs. They're not guys that they're normally comfortable with, but the hitting remains the same. And if you're facing weaker arms, the hitting just actually gets even better. So you want to be tailing these good offenses the later you get into a weekend. Before I talk about today's betting slate, I have to mention WynnBET. Make sure to get down on Wynn's Bet $50, Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is offering 100% deposit up to $1,000. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a three-leg build-your-own-bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA and NHL playoffs. The match is also coming to the Wynn, and they're playing on the Wynn Resorts golf course. You can bet on it on WynnBET. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are teaming up, and they're favored at minus 200 against the young guns, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes at plus 165. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit WynnBET.com to get started. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-47. Now, on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for some of mine. It's a game changer product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over or under. For example, the number of points scored in a basketball game or hits recorded in a baseball game. Then, choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money that you put in. The main reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button, and it's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download the Sleeper app now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. Our promo code for this is SGPMLB, by the way. I don't know why that ad read has that promo code all the way at the bottom. Also, we're brought to you by Manscaped. Sweaty sack summer is approaching, and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the best comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing these new boxers, and I can say that it's the softest fabric out there compared to any underwear. So breathable, it's like gills for your groin. They even trademarked their own jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for some of you to invest in your family jewels, so let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping using code SGP at manscaped.com. The front fly opening, easy access, makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. Get 20% off plus free shipping using the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back. Okay, let's take a quick look at today's betting slate. Just want to get this podcast out there before the first SEC game at 10:30. That one's going to be one of the ones that a lot of you guys are going to want to get some action on and watch with a little bit of extra motivation and passion, you know? So, actually, they have this game on there. I was not expecting it. It's a loser's bracket game of the Big Ten. Iowa dropped their first game to Penn State, and Iowa had like the pitcher of the year in the Big Ten, so I was not expecting them to lose that game. Don't expect Iowa to lose to Purdue either. Iowa's trying to, I don't know how bad that Penn State loss hurts their tournament resume, but I would like to think that the number two seeded team in the Big Ten would get into the tournament, but you never know what a Penn State loss could do to your resume. So Iowa's probably going to want to come out here and win this and make sure that their at-large resume is as good as possible heading into Selection Monday at 10:30. Like I said, the game that a lot of people are going to want to bet on, two great programs playing against each other, and I am associated with one of them. I've considered myself as a fan of Florida, although I'm not like diehard. I just like to root for them when they're on. They're minus 105, slight underdogs against Arkansas, minus 125. Now, Arkansas has Connor Nolan going, and this is their third game in the tournament, whereas it's Arkansas's second. And I know Florida has thrown Neely and Sproat, their best two pitchers so far. So they're down to their number three, and Arkansas's got their ace on the mound. Arkansas's a minus 125 favorite on the money line. That one's going to be one of my favorite plays of the day. 10:30, make sure you get in on that one real quick once this podcast is uploaded. 11 a.m. In the Conference USA, UTSA plus 135 against Southern Miss minus 165. This is actually confusing why it's actually in the morning at 11 a.m. Southern Miss, the host team, would get a great pull in attendance if it was a later game. And I love their flashing strobe lights after they hit a home run in the night sky. That's something that I need in the NCAA tournament. Southern Miss needs to be a host for a regional, because I would love posting some clips for that. UTSA needs this one. I mean, same with Southern Miss, trying to keep that at large, but UTSA is trying to play for a spot. They need to win the conference tournament to get that automatic bid. That's the only way that they're going to make the NCAA tournament. UTSA's pulled off bigger upsets this year than beating Southern Miss. They beat Stanford in like the second week of the season. Gut reactions. I'm not trying to make this podcast too long, because I don't have much handicapping and statistics and the angles that I usually have. I'm just going to go Southern Miss. Southern Miss has one of the best pitching staffs in the country. I trust them to get the job done. The Golden Eagles are going to win this game at 11 a.m. in the ACC Conference Tournament. We have a great game between Virginia and Notre Dame. Virginia has nothing to play for. They've already lost to... Who did they lose to? Florida State. Florida State crushed them. They run ruled them. It was like 13-3. And Notre Dame just beat Florida State yesterday. Notre Dame's 1-0, Virginia 0-1, Florida State 1-1. Virginia has nothing to play for. They're eliminated. Notre Dame is automatically going to the second round. Now, this would be a game that I would love to know the pitching matchup, because is Notre Dame actually going to toss a guy like one of their top two starters? I know they just threw John Michael Bertrand yesterday, and you know what, just for you guys, I'm gonna find out who they are pitching if I can. I honestly don't follow a Notre Dame baseball beat writer, so I'm not gonna be able to find that out, but maybe I can check their team Twitter real quick, see what happens. Give me 10 seconds. We're going to give it a quick look to see if they've announced a pitcher on their Twitter account. If not, it is what it is. Like I said, this is not a normal thing for me. I am always like prepared. I have everything written out. I stay up to like 3 a.m. prepping for this podcast, but today it was just not possible. Didn't have the time, as I did not watch a single game yesterday. It doesn't look like they've announced the starting pitcher. I think they may throw off, so I would honestly stay away from this game. Notre Dame's actually underdogs, which probably tells you a lot that they are throwing off, and Virginia probably is going to try to win this game. Everybody in this pool is going to go 1-1, but Notre Dame, because they're the highest seed in the pool, will still move on to the ACC semifinals in the tournament. Next game, 1 o'clock in the American, Tulane's minus 130 against Cincinnati. These teams already played. Cincinnati killed them 8-1, and Tulane threw their ace that game too. So plus 100 on Cincinnati. No idea why this price is there, but we are going to take Cincinnati plus 100. That's going to be a bet. That's going to be on the official card at the end of the day, end of the podcast. Kentucky against Vanderbilt. Vandy just got dismantled against Tennessee yesterday, lost 10-1. Kentucky pretty much did the same. They lost, it was like 13-3 against LSU. I caught the end of that game. Not a whole lot to like from either side. Chris McElvain's probably going to throw for the Vandy boys, so I'll give them the edge at minus 160. Kentucky, if you want to buy into them getting hot and trying to make a case for an at-large bid here at the end of the year, I think they're still pretty far off from being on the right side of the bubble and comfortably, but they're plus 130, and it's not terrible. I mean, Vanderbilt walked 8 guys yesterday, and they made 4 errors, so not a very good showing from either of these teams. It just depends on who wants to play more and who was actually going to win this game. So with McIlvaine on the mound, I'll take Vanderbilt. But if you are a believer in the Wildcats, go ahead and play that one too. I'm not going to stop you. Charlotte and Old Dominion play at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, or at least that's what is listed on this book. I know they've had some times wrong in the past, but Charlotte, Old Dominion. Old Dominion has one of the best offenses in the country. They have a couple of bombers on the team, and Charlotte has not been able to score runs lately. So in that case, Old Dominion minus 150. I'm not going to be betting that one personally, but that would be the pick there. The next ACC game on the list is Wake Forest against Miami, Florida. Wake Forest opens up as a minus 120 favorite, Miami at minus 110. Again, this is another one of those games that Miami has nothing to play for. Miami already lost to NC State. NC State's clinched their bid to the ACC semifinals. Miami being 0-1. Wake Forest being 0-1. Miami firmly in the NCAA tournament. And honestly, I still think if they lose this game, they would be a national host. They would be a top 8 seed. Wake Forest is going to want to win this game more. I would be taking Wake Forest minus 120 in this game. Ooh, in the Atlantic 10, we have VCU at minus 110 against Davidson minus 120. These are probably the two best teams in the A-10 over there. Davidson's been doing it all year, whereas VCU had a slow start in the beginning against their non-conference schedule. I know they scheduled pretty tough, and they even had a series against Ole Miss that either got rained out or they got swept. I know those are two completely different things, but this is what you get when you don't handicap anything and you're just talking off the cuff with your gut reaction. So Davidson minus 120 would be the play. It would be nice to know a pitching matchup in that game, Noah, but I couldn't do it today. I'll work on it for tomorrow. 4:15, TCU, Oklahoma State. Great game here. Great game. Oklahoma State's third pitcher, Justin, I think his last name's Osmond, and he's dealing with an injury. He's not going to be throwing here. TCU, though, does not have the greatest pitching staff, and this is their third game as well. Oklahoma State's more inconsistent on offense. I think they just blew up on Baylor yesterday. And yeah, they like beat them 11-1 and cashed our 1.5 unit play pretty easily. That was my backpack that just fell on my foot. Give me TCU here. Minus 105. I think TCU is going to be able to get it done. Assumably, it's going to be against an Oklahoma State reliever, not one of their weekend guys, because their third guy, Osmond's injured, and I trust that the Horned Frogs are going to be able to get this done. Kirk Sarlos and his people praise him on being a good pitching coach, but I just haven't been wowed by it. You know what? This is the time that you show the country that you can live up to your reputation. So give me TCU. They won the regular season in the Big 12. I think they can get it done against the Pokes. TCU minus 105 there. Arizona versus Arizona State. Arizona's the minus 165 favorite. Arizona State is plus 135. I think I said that wrong. Arizona minus 165. Arizona State plus 135. Give me Arizona and their offense against Arizona State, who honestly can't get a gauge on right now. We've had a couple of guys in our Slack channel talking Pac-12 baseball, and you guys know it. I've said it on this podcast a couple of times. Even if I did watch college baseball yesterday, I can't watch the Pac-12. I'll just cop out and go with the favorite here, the Arizona Wildcats, to win this game. Another game here in the South, the Deep South, Louisiana. They're minus 105, slight dogs against South Alabama, minus 125. Now, I'd be lying if I'd say wrong team is favored here. Louisiana's the better baseball program. Now, this year in specific, South Alabama, I think, has done slightly better. But Louisiana Lafayette's going to win this tournament game. Minus 105 is a solid pick there. The last game of the night in the ACC tournament is Virginia Tech, who's minus 145 against North Carolina, plus 115. Virginia Tech's so hot right now. They're like the Tennessee of the ACC. They win the conference regular season, and you would think, hey, we're a top three overall team right now. We're guaranteed a national seed. We can walk into this tournament, not have to play 100%, and we'd still get what we want come tournament time. Nope. Virginia Tech's going out there and hitting four home runs in one inning, basically, and they're breaking their hammer on the Earth's crust. So Virginia Tech minus 145. When they're playing 100%, they're going to beat anybody in this ACC tournament. North Carolina, on the other hand, they're really hot. Plus 115 underdogs. If I didn't see Virginia Tech playing as well as they still are in the ACC tournament, I would be taking North Carolina here. But like I said, when Virginia Tech, when the Hokies are on, they're not losing to anybody in the ACC in this tournament. 8 o'clock in the Big 12, Texas Tech. This is the second game in the Big 12 tonight. Texas Tech playing Kansas State. Texas Tech minus 165 favorites. Kansas State plus 135. Kansas State pulled off an upset yesterday against West Virginia. That game wasn't offered on the books, but I would have taken West Virginia. I was surprised at the outcome that Kansas State did beat West Virginia, but I don't think they're going to get by Texas Tech here. Texas Tech was my pick to win the Big 12 tournament. I didn't think that they'd lose to Oklahoma, but you know, it happens. Got to go back to the drawing board on that. But I still trust that Texas Tech is going to be able to beat Kansas State here. So minus 165 on Texas Tech. That would be my recommendation. Tennessee versus LSU in the nightcap in the SEC. This is going to be one hell of a game. Two fan bases that have completely showed up and showed out so far in the SEC tournament in Hoover. They've only had one game, but both of their games, I would say, were the loudest and most attended. You know, that's always going to be what you get when LSU is in the SEC tournament. And that's why I think LSU is an interesting underdog at plus 170 against Tennessee. LSU always dominates in attendance here in Hoover. And you're not going to play a solo bet on Tennessee at minus 220. There's no value there. Whether you want to throw Tennessee into a parlay, that's your own deal. LSU as a dog is a nice half-unit play. Very nice. Tennessee's probably going to have Chase Burns on the mound. They just pitched. No, they'll probably go Chase Dolander. They haven't thrown Dolander yet. Tennessee probably goes Dolander. LSU. Did they throw Mikhail Hilliard yesterday? See, this is what I get for not watching the games. LSU. If they threw Mikhail, they're not winning this game. They don't have a good enough starting rotation to be able to compete with Tennessee. That's what it's going to come down to. I got to find this box score. This is what you get for not watching college baseball and having a college baseball betting podcast. Tigers defeat Kentucky 11-6 in the SEC tournament. Who started? Freshman left fielder Josh Pearson went 5-for-5 with a home run and 3 RBIs last night to lead LSU in an 11-6 victory. Cool. Who started? LSU starting pitcher Mikhail Hilliard, who went 7-1. He's 7-1 on the year. Earned the win, working 6 innings and limiting the Wildcats to 2 runs on 4 hits with 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. You know what, parlay Tennessee. LSU doesn't have that starting rotation this year. It's either going to be... It might be Ty Floyd. And honk us in our Slack channel He's been telling me that typhoid's emerging. Do I trust Honkus? Do I trust Floyd? Do I trust the Tigers and their fan base to be loud, be rowdy, show up, win this game? Nah, I'd probably just stay away. But Floyd has been good as of late, I'll say that. And I probably expect Ty Floyd to start here against the Volunteers. Okay, before we wrap this thing up and go to our official betting card, I need to talk to you about Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. The College Baseball Podcast is brought to you by AG1. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. If you listen to this podcast consistently, I have screwed up whole food-sourced superfoods, that line in this ad, three podcasts in a row. I'll get better, AG1. I'll get better. To help you start your day off right. The special blend of ingredients support your health, your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, and focus, and aging. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all of your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, tablet, phone, or even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button. You're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and promotional code SGP. Use it and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Now again, I'll mention it. I'll fix my record this time too. We went 14-3 on yesterday's podcast. Hit on the podcast parlay. We're hitting 60% on the podcast parlays. Now, I know it's going to be extremely hard to follow up a 14-3 day picking college baseball games. And it was actually a perfect day to just not physically be able to handicap any of these games and come on here and just spit from my belt. Old Western gun show showdown style. So I have, let's say, I'm running through them real quick. Got to prepare them before I deliver them to you guys. So this is what I'm going to do. My official bets for today that I'll give out on this podcast are Arkansas -125 against Florida today. Cincinnati +100 against Tulane. Virginia Tech -145 against North Carolina. And TCU -105 against Oklahoma State. Today's podcast parlay is going to be at plus 160. It's going to contain Texas Tech, who's minus 165 against Kansas State, and Vanderbilt, who's minus 160 against Kentucky. That'll wrap up today's podcast. I know it wasn't as quality as some of the other ones. It's hard to live up to a 14-3 day and follow that up, but at least we followed it up. But I'm being honest with you guys that, you know what, it's probably not going to be as good as yesterday. So if you guys are interested on a certain game that either I didn't cover up to your liking and you want to know pitchers and stats and a good nugget and a good angle on a game in the specific, I don't know, Pac-12 tournament or the SEC tournament or ACC, wherever, hit me up on Twitter. You can DM me at 77NB. That's the word 70, the number 7NB. Follow me, follow the show on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Like, rate, review. Leave a review on how you had 3 winning days in conference tournament in the postseason so far. That would do wonders. You guys don't know how much that helps the rankings for us to appear on more people's radar for the college baseball NCAA tournament time, and just for me and inside the company with the higher ups, just let them know that we treat you right at the college baseball experience. And with that said, I'll let you guys go with your experiencing the better side of college baseball with the college baseball experience. Adios, amigos.